Happy Open Line Thursday, Rickies. We are the Junks. We're brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to be the next five-star technician, it's very simple. You go to CropMetcalf.com, get more details there. I'm Cakes at Money Metal Cakes is where you follow me on the Twitters. I'm joined by Jason Bishop.
Happy Thirsty Thursday, everybody.
Happy Thirsty Thursday to you as well. John Paul Flame is also here.
What's up, Cakes?
Hello. Good morning to you. And my poker playing partner from last night, Eric Bickle, sitting to my right. We had a shorter commute to work today.
How'd that work out last night?
How did it work out?
Yeah, for both
we had fun.
Yeah, we had a good time. We had a nice romantic dinner by ourselves at Voltaggio Brothers.
Yeah. Just you two?
Yeah.
Just the two of us. My buddy Ken, who works in the poker room, joined us for a bit toward the end. But yeah,
good guy.
Had a nice dinner.
Yep.
Then we made our way up to the poker room.
Yep.
I didn't last very long because when you have top two pair and then you get all your chips in and the guy's like, your top two pair is nice, but
it's not better than my trips.
Not better than my flopped straight.
Oh, so straight. Then, all right.
You know, these things happened. He took my bounty. Well, he didn't win my bounty, but he crippled me. And then like two hands later,
you were done skiing.
I was bounced. Eric, I think, lasted about an hour later than I did. But I got a good night's sleep last night at MGM National Harbor. Because I decided not to go play with the D-gens in the cash game. Because a lot of times, if I get knocked out early, and I think my knockout time was 8:50, 8:55.
Wow, that's early. Because doesn't it start at
7:15? 7:15.
Okay, 7:15.
So I made it right into the beginning of the fourth level, and then I just got bamboozled. Right. It happens.
Yeah.
And I had I was at a crossroads. I could either go get good sleep, or I could go flop around with all the fish in the cash game. And I chose...
You decided to go to sleep.
Well, I chose to go get another beer, of course.
I knew that was the case.
After I got knocked out.
Gotcha. Was that beer two or three?
That was...
Probably three because you got Voltaggio.
Two drinks at Voltaggio.
One, maybe four.
That was beer number three.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then I went to bed.
Right.
Thank you, sir.
That was a good time.
Well, at least you had a good time.
That was a good time.
Good time.
As always, solid time.
I was surprised. Like, I mean, those guys, I mean... You know, I recognize some of them, but then just so many of them, they are really Junkies listeners.
Yeah.
That playing that. Really.
Like, fantastic.
I met a guy who lives in Kensington that's been listening for 25 years.
That's great.
Crazy. Lives on the other side of Connecticut.
Mm-hmm.
Never seen him before in my life.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Is he on the good or bad side of the tracks in Kensington?
I don't know if there's such a thing.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
It's an old school saying.
Yeah.
But thank you for coming out last night.
Thanks
it was
for
a good
having
time.
Me. The food was excellent.
Yep.
I did wake up and have a weird bathroom situation.
Oh, you did?
I don't know why.
Stunned by that.
Nobody's really stunned by that.
But yeah, awesome time. I love those rooms. When I get to the MGM,
the rooms are very nice.
Like very, very nice rooms. Nice shower.
The first thing I did, of course, I went right over to the thermostat. And I said 72 in honor of Dikembe, who passed recently. I gave it the... Much smaller finger waggle. I was like, no, not
67.
65.
Oh, my God.
Because when I came back, I wanted to be just like under the covers, like nice and crisp. Mm. And it was. It was fantastic.
Valdez yesterday was out at Congressional, and the rough was brutal, right? Is that everybody's saying?
Oh, my God.
All the rain is just
real first world
out.
Problems. Out at Congressional.
I bet
the
you,
rough is brutal out here
I
at Congressional.
I bet you Congo looked amazing, though.
It did look amazing. It's the first time I played it with the renovation.
I know. Mm-hmm. It's beautiful.
It's completely different.
You can see the entire course when you go up on the putting green. You can see the entire course.
Ah.
Whereas before they cut down all the trees, you know, you can only see a few holes.
Dan Snyder, the new owner of Congo, loves cutting the trees down.
I don't know exactly why they did it.
Mm-hmm.
My guess is to have more wind on the course.
Okay.
But it looks awesome.
Yeah.
I know. I'm playing there next Thursday.
I can see why some people, though, don't really like it because it kind of takes away some of the character and charm of the holes. But, I mean, just the vantage point from all the holes is beautiful.
Yeah.
But it was long, wet.
Yeah. CPO.
No, walked 18.
Oh, you walked it, yeah.
Yeah. But a beautiful course.
But you had a caddy, so the caddy carrying
had
your
caddy.
Sticks.
So,
yeah, I love Congo. It's a great spot.
But I got to get out there again when it's not as wet, not as long, and I kind of know where to hit the ball.
Yeah, now you know. Beautiful. Now you know the whole layout. And, good.
And the what's the is it called the Founders Club? The bar,
the Founders Pub.
Pub.
The Founders Pub.
That place is awesome because it overlooks the course.
Okay,
get a couple cocktails. It's just a great spot.
Did you play right after the show, or did you miss the Orioles?
I played at 1:38. Thank you, to Steve.
He called it. He said, "Put your life savings on the Royals."
And, I heard they had bases loaded. Did you hear this? They had bases loaded, no outs. And I don't think scored a run.
That popped up, and then I can't remember the sequence of events, but yes, left all the runners on base.
And then Adley grounded out to short to end the inning.
Couser swung at a ball that was right at him, and it hit his hand, and he swung at it, so it was a strike three.
Hit by pitch, but yes.
Yeah.
The bat went around before.
The bat went around before he got hit.
Hit him in the hand.
I don't know what he's doing, swinging at that pitch. It was literally coming right at his head. And then he had to leave the game because his hand hurt so bad. But
that about sums up the season pretty much.
Is this true?
2 years in a row out with the whimper?
Somebody said that they've now lost 10 straight playoff games. Is that true?
Yes, I said. Yeah.
Yeah. Yesterday was 9.
That's pretty brutal.
So
that one hurts.
Dating back to 2014, they got swept by the Royals in the ALCS. They lost an in-game or the wild card one game thing to the Blue Jays. They got swept by the Rangers last year, and now they just lost 2 games to the Royals again.
Sweepy. Mm. Although the game-winning hit was a ground ball up the middle, Bobby Witt. He had game-winning RBI in both games. But Westberg made a great diving stab.
I didn't know why he didn't throw to second.
I know, because Henderson was there. Now, Henderson was probably getting there a little too late, but I still think they would have got the runner at second.
Because it's a force out.
It's a force out. Bases were loaded.
Yep.
And
I don't think
or bases it was first and third. Yeah, first and third. Yeah, you're right. First and third. Runner from third scores. But if he throws the second, it's an out. They're out. Bobby Witt's one of the fastest guys in the league. And you're not going to get him on a ground ball up the middle. So I don't know why he didn't throw it to second.
But they generated one run in 2 games.
That's true.
A Cedric Mullins homer. That's
that's postseason baseball. I mean, the Royals had 3 runs in 2 games. You know, I mean, the Astros had 3 runs in 2 games, or maybe 4. It's just postseason baseball, man.
Did you just sit around?
Tough loss.
Did you just sit around and watch baseball?
Yeah, I watched. Yesterday? I watched the first game, and then I watched. Then I turned it and watched most of the Orioles game.
Right.
Watched a little bit of the Mets Brewers.
That's the only series.
Did not watch any
split,
of the last.
Right.
Game. Yeah,
the other were sweepy sweepies.
Game 3 is tonight, 7:30 or 7:00.
I think I was telling Valdez, a best of 3 series after 162 game season is one of the dumbest things in sports. What is the point of playing all these games if it's going to be over before you can even test the depths of these teams? There's literally no point. I mean, teams don't even play home games. They don't even get a home playoff game. How can you have a series without a home playoff game? It is so irritating.
Well, it's better than it was before when they only had the 1 game.
You're definitely tilted by it.
That's horrendous, too, but at least those were like the wild card teams. You have division winners playing in playing 2 games.
Yeah.
Well, that's horrendous.
I guess it's just based on the calendar.
How do they not even get a home game out of it?
They jam 100 teams into it.
How do they not get a home game out of it?
Like the Braves didn't play a home game.
How?
Because they're rewarding the better team.
Yeah. Like the Royals were never going to host a game.
That doesn't seem
right. All the games are going
to
be about
the wild card. The highest seed gets to host because they're doing it because they don't want a day off. They want to jam it all in.
No, they want to jam as many playoff teams in, and they can't.
That's what I mean.
They can't play baseball into December. So
correct. That's what I'm saying. But if they played a best of 5, you're extending it, and then you're having an off day for travel, and so it's just based on the calendar.
I'm good with 3. I'm good with 3. I don't need to watch another Orioles game.
Not until next.
You're just over. Yeah.
Next late March or spring
training. 164.
Well, I hope Brandon Hyde took a good look around Camden Yards last night. Because if they bring him back, that's a disaster. The Royals lost 100 games last year. That's why these long rebuilds.
Yeah, but they're good, man. They are good.
Yeah, they're good.
Their bullpen is legit.
They lost 100 games last year.
Yeah, I know.
Meanwhile, we're going on year 17 of the Nats rebuild.
Yeah, that frustrates me. This has to be a different year for the Nats. I'm sorry. They got to go out and spend some money on free agents.
They ended up with the same amount of wins as the year before, right? I think they did. I think it was 71.
71?
Yeah, I think it was the same amount they had the year before.
Maybe, yeah.
Although the expectation was actually to win a few less.
Yeah, I mean, their total was 66 and a half. Yeah. Cakes and I went over.
We did. I just barely made it.
I just love it because there's day baseball, huge games to watch during the day.
Mm-hmm. So since they won the World Series in 2019, 26 and 34. All right. 65 and 97. 55 and 107. And as Eric mentioned, 71 and 91. 71 and 91.
Right.
It's brutal. Five straight years.
What's what?
After winning the World Series.
Well, he said it started really at 21. That's when the purge began. So 20 was weird.
Right.
2021 is when they started the purge.
20 was 60 games. And you just can't count that.
Yeah.
Now, from 2012 to 2019, they were contenders every year.
Yeah. I think they'll get back there. I think they're on the right path. But I doubt it'll be next year.
But that is one of the best turnarounds, Drabby, in baseball in 1 year. I mean, to win 56 games and then come around and now you're in ALDS next year with 87 wins, 88 wins.
Yeah, it's a great story. It's not even the best story in the AL Central, though.
You love the Tigers, don't you?
Well, I mean, that's crazy.
Why? Tell me.
Well, they were selling off at the deadline, yeah. And they thought the season was over, and they went on a heater.
That was the Caps bit.
They're about to have their 19-31 on steroids.
Mm. Well, AJ Hinch, even though he likes to cheat, he can manage. That guy can manage.
They're the youngest team in the playoffs.
Youngest team, no real big stars, completely out of it. I mean, Skubal's great, but completely out of it, and they just went on an unbelievable heater. The last month of the season.
Go down to Houston and win. Houston's been to 7 straight ALCSs, and they go down there and sweep them.
Hmm. Who's their stud?
They got Riley Green. He's a good player, man. Colt Keith.
And Drabby, you're sitting around and watching these playoff games?
Well, I like sports.
Yeah, we do. We like sports.
I didn't think you liked baseball, though. Yes, I've been telling you I like baseball.
He's
right?
In. He's committed
for years.
Baseball is awesome.
Drabby says he used to throw an 85-mile-an-hour heater.
Mr. Bickle.
No, I never said that.
Something like that. What did you say about 85 miles an hour that you could throw 85?
No, I said we were talking about throwing the ball, and I said Grant and Danny broke down my mechanics and said 10 years ago I could throw 80 miles an hour with a couple tweaks.
Right. Yeah. A few minor adjustments.
Right. What were you going to say, Jay?
No, but playoff baseball is just awesome.
Yeah.
You know that.
Sure.
First round, I know you were probably in your garage hitting 400 balls while we were watching baseball. But
no, I was out at MGM with Cake.
Oh, that's right. But the weather's going to be finally turned.
Mm-hmm.
Raise your hand if you have a tee time today. Behind me.
It's two hands off.
I got bit season. Oh, yeah, I had one yesterday.
That's right. But finally, the weather's, for the next 10 days, they're calling for almost zero rain.
I think Gunnar Henderson raised his hand too.
Oh, he did.
Might be a bunch of guys in orange.
A lot of guys that wear Halloween colored uniforms might be doing the same.
Kowser tried to raise his hand, but it hurts.
I wish they would have exhumed Pete Rose's dead body and put him at the plate with bases loaded.
He would have done better.
Soon. Yeah. Have him up there like Weekend at Bernie's.
Yeah. Just trying prop him up.
Trying to hit a ball.
Mm hmm.
Well, now it's on to the Ravens and Bungles for you.
Well, I'll tell you what. I was telling Cakes, I think it was before we got on the air, there's definitely a Jaden buzz over,
There's definitely
buzz. Well, there's been a buzz for 3 weeks.
No, but it's just like,
palpable.
Like at the MGM, like everyone's just talking about it.
Yeah.
Everyone's talking about it. Well, what a start. One guy was saying, he hadn't been able to watch in years. Now
buzz
he's excited to watch
the comms.
Yeah, I mean, just people. Like, multiple people bringing it up.
Yeah, which is fantastic.
Like, for me, that doesn't happen that often.
Right.
Everyone's kind of bringing up the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Big talking point.
Yeah. So, we'll see. This is a big week. This is like a...
It's a massive week.
This is one where, like, you're favored. You really should win this.
Don't stub your toe at home. Yeah. Just take care of business as a home favorite.
Yeah. Is the number still going in the wrong direction?
I could double check
still
the number.
At three. It was started at 3.5. I thought that was disrespectful.
Hold on. I'll tell you right now what the FanDuel current number is on FanDuel. Right. I think it's 3.
Still right around 3.
Still 3. Yep.
Yeah.
But look,
43.5.
Washington's minus 170 on the money line. That's a pretty significant number. I mean, it's pretty heavy favorite just to win.
Mm-hmm.
Almost 2-1.
Right. Well, we still have the Ravens game looming. Even if we pull it off, that'll be a nightmare. I mean, there's no way we're going to stop the King. There's no way.
All right, coming up on an open line Thursday, you're welcome to call us, by the way, at 800-636-1067 on the MGM National Harbor Listener Lines. Brian Baldinger will join us at 720. He's Odyssey's NFL insider. And Dave Richard at 8, he'll help you set your Week 5 fantasy football lineups because, hello, Week 5 starts tonight. And this hour at 645 will give you a chance to win not one but two pair of Metallica tickets. They're playing at Northwest Stadium in May of 2025.
Deep cuts.
We're doing deep cuts again, so keep listening for your chance to win. We'll be right back. Open Line Thursday brought to you by Window Nation. Searching for new windows and doors? Search windownation.com. Their windows are measured to fit the first time and installed by experts to last. Window Nation for your home because it's where you live. The number is 800-636-1067. The MGM National Harbor Listener Lines. Feel free to use that number to call us, and we'll have a conversation.
By the way, this works. Remember, we talked about that Kentucky sheriff that shot the judge.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
you know, a couple hours after they had lunch together.
Mm-hmm.
They are saying, at least there's an extremely viral video out there saying that, and you see a little bit of the court proceedings, that the judge was definitely had multiple phone calls to his underage daughter.
To the sheriff's daughter.
That's what set the guy off.
Mm.
And if you look at the comments, it's one of these viral posts with thousands of comments. Everyone in Kentucky's like, hero, 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 hero.
Right.
You should get a medal. That guy's
problem is he's going to jail for the rest of his life.
I don't know. All these people were saying, if I was on the jury, he's off. He's off, he's off, he's off. We'll see.
Yeah, no, but that's, you know, that's not going to happen.
I don't know. The temporary insanity. It's a thing.
I don't know. I understand where you're coming from, but, I mean, he was unarmed. He went in and killed him. He murdered him.
Yeah.
I mean, what was the crime?
He was,
did he have any contact?
His underage daughter.
Did he have any contact with her, like physical contact or just texting?
I don't know. I don't know the details.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I think there might be something there.
That's a crazy story, though.
Let's go to Peter in Burke. Peter, what's up?
Good morning, junkies.
Peter, Peter, not happy that Max Fried got shellacked in the second inning last night.
Well, you could call it shellacking, but he gave up like half a dozen infield hits in the first two innings. If Fernando Tatis was like half a second slower on the base paths, they would have been out of that inning 12 times. But you guys joined on me for wanting to call in and talk baseball and be ratings poison, but. Then you spend an entire segment discussing the literary works of Fyodor Dostoevsky. So
I guess that's true. Why you're the... I don't know if it was a whole segment, but we did dedicate probably too much time to it. You're correct.
That's why you cannot contain the genius, and I'm just a dopey caller. Yeah, well, you know, baseball draft sort of stole my talking point. Love to see him come back out, and condolences to Matt Valdez. I think I got over my skis a year or two ago when I proposed a one-sided bet where if the O's beat the Braves in the World Series – he could dress me up as the bird and parade me around.
This is your fault. We can point at you, Peter. This is your fault, sir.
You know,
my drunkest hypothetical is, would you, you know, you've discussed this before, but would you rather be in the Nats predicament where they just sort of have a mass season and still make the playoffs, and then, or would you rather be like Valdez and me this morning, just heartbroken after the two-game sweep?
I don't know. I think it's better to have a better regular season and get swept
in
the playoffs.
It's better to make the playoffs.
I always think it's better.
Like, the Caps made the playoffs last year, and then they got pwned by the Rangers.
Yeah,
but I'm so happy
it.
They made the playoffs.
Orioles fans had way more fun this year than Nats fans.
Gave us something to talk about for a week and a half.
I don't think about your time with the Braves when the Braves were at their prime with Maddox and Glavine and Smoltz. I think they only won one World Series.
Yep. Yeah,
but you guys were in the mix all the time.
Yeah, I kept running against the Yankees every time. Yeah. To answer my own question, I would much rather, you know, have the heartbreak. But I hope Valdez is doing okay. You know, onto
he's
the Ravens.
Fine. He doesn't care.
He's okay. He's fine. He's a grown man.
I mean, yeah.
He's 37 years old.
Yeah. He was out playing congressional.
Yeah,
he's not a 9-year-old kid.
I'm not moping around. And plus, the writing was on the wall.
Yeah.
Did you? By the way, did you emotionally hedge it? We had listeners that did.
I didn't. I kind of slipped my mind after the show.
Yeah.
But I did have people show me their slips.
Right.
Thanking me, saying, hey, beer's on me next time I see you.
Very
like that.
Nice.
Yeah.
You want more than a beer.
That's fine. I mean, writing was on the wall.
Tip.
Yeah. Writing was on the wall.
Mm-hmm.
Peter.
I was watching out of solidarity, you know, race bases loaded, none out in the fifth. It was just... I was pulling for them O's, but what can you do? Anyway,
Peter,
I thought I'd give Valdez the catharsis of hanging up on me. Maybe that would make him feel a little bit better.
What was your question?
Just that, Peter's married, right? I think he's got like a pretty attractive wife.
At least one kid, I think.
Yeah, married two kids. My son's the exact same age as Dylan, so we're looking at colleges. He actually was in a program this summer at Syracuse. But he's not looking at the broadcasting stuff. He's more into like video game design, stuff like that.
So, how did you woo
I'm not surprised.
How did you woo your wife with this personality of yours?
Well, remember, you know, I was on Millionaire and stuff, and she was in the crowd. So
yeah,
you know,
he's got a runner who wants to be a millionaire.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
I'm not at the ROM level, but you know.
Did you make a bunch of money doing that?
I was two questions away from quit your job money. Back then, it was a $1.9 million jackpot, and I quit with $250. So.
Oh, you quit?
That's
you
pretty
did.
Good. Quit with That's a great score.
Was that a tough? Was that a tough decision to quit, or you were like, nah, $250 is good?
It was tough, but you know, Regis made me give the what would my answer have been afterwards?
Yeah,
and it was the wrong one of two answers. So everybody's like, oh, you're glad you quit, right? And I think, well, no, psychologically at that point, I wanted to be wrong. So you never know what could have happened.
What would have bounced down to, like 32,000 had you missed?
Yeah, 32. Yeah.
Oh, that's a big difference. You made the right call. Definitely.
And then your wife literally was in a crowd?
Yeah, because you get to pick one person who they cut to, and they're like, oh, here's your... You know, your girlfriend or your wife or your
okay, so you already knew her. Yeah, okay, gotcha.
Yeah, he didn't get her because
yeah,
he
I
was
thought, I thought the way it sounded like no. She was sitting there and going, oh my God, look at this hot guy next to Regis.
Look at Peter from the Burke. I got to get with him.
Right. All right, Peter. God bless you.
Oh my God, his brain's turning me on.
I'm just curious. He seems like he's a nice guy.
Yeah. Super
he seems
nice.
Like the biggest nerd ever, and he's got like his beautiful wife, two kids.
Yeah.
How's that happen?
It just happened. He's charming, apparently.
He's got no riz.
You know what? He's got a lot of riz, apparently.
He's got no
behind
riz.
The scenes riz.
No
down,
riz.
Down low riz.
Maybe he has a, you know.
Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Could be. Let's go to Rob in D.C. Rob, what's up, buddy?
Hey, what's up, boys?
What's up, Rob?
Hey, what's up, boys? Shout out to Bit Season, best podcast in America.
Very good.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, love right it.
Rob, you want the hotline?
Oh, Valdez, I'm just pumping you up a little bit because I got to bring you down later because I'm a Yankees fan. So I'll save that for later, though.
All good.
But anyways, last Saturday I saw Cakes playing at the National Mall of Pickleball, and the beautiful event right there on the mall with
Washington. Yeah, it was great.
Oh, did they have it in the rain that day?
No, it was not. It was hot. It was like 85
Remember
degrees.
Remember when Saturday was like the only
it was a
sunny
nice day.
And,
oh, that's right.
It was scheduled for Friday.
They postponed
but they
it
had
for
to
the
move
next
it to
day.
Saturday.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah, you saw Cakes playing?
Yeah. So, I wanted to give him some compliments. I was watching his game closely, analyzing the game. Give him some compliments, but I also got a jot on him.
Oh, you have? Are you talking about what happened in the final? I don't think I talked about this on the air. Okay, go ahead. You can lead the convo.
Yeah, I want to hear your – yeah. So, anyways, a couple compliments. I'm an English teacher. I like to give some glows and grows. Got to give you some shout-outs first. So, you had some nice touch with your game. You know how to hit all the right shots.
He has touch. He's known for being a banger. Is your game involved?
It's called being versatile.
Your game's
involved? I have some versatility to my game.
Well, he wasn't a banger because the banger was the ringer he brought with him, but I'll get to that later.
Mikey Botts.
Yeah.
So he also you pickled a team in the semifinals, right? Was that a pick? You pickled them 11-0?
I think that's right. Yeah, I think that's correct.
Yeah, so that was dominant performance. They were from the Washingtonian, I think. So,
yeah.
But, yeah, so anyways, yeah, you look great out there. Now let's get to the gentleman. So
sure, let's do it.
I think you know what I'm going to bring up first. Going into the kitchen three times.
I literally wanted to run out into traffic on Independence Avenue.
Why?
We were in the final, Mikey and I, against two guys from the Washington Post, who, let me just mention, they were the defending champions in the event. One of the guys, he just had a knack for hitting it close enough to the kitchen where my dumb ass would get too close, and then I would fault into the kitchen. And I did it at least three times, maybe four times, and I wanted to die. And that was on center court. That was with, like, people in the bleachers, everybody watching, including Rob. I wanted to just
run. How many people were watching?
I mean, there might have been 50 to 75, and it wasn't a huge crowd.
No, that's pretty
enough.
Hey, that's a big crowd.
That's enough to make you nervous.
Yeah, and then got the guy yelling, fault! And I was like, I just want to die. I just want to crawl into a cave somewhere and disappear.
Yeah, and for listeners at home who don't know, that's basically like getting three holding calls in a row.
It was not my finest moment.
You're just losing your bearings there?
dude, I'm telling you, the guy was hitting balls like to the point where I had to reach for the ball, and I just couldn't stop my silly forward momentum. Carried me into the kitchen.
I thought Cakes always brags about his balance.
No, no, I have terrible balance. I never would brag.
The opposite.
No, I have the world's worst balance, actually, and terrible flexibility.
Right. So that's it? Was there anything else that was embarrassing?
Well, my theory on why he was falling in the kitchen, too, was I just assume, like, you know how everyone jones on him for being an angel at home, never getting criticized? I figure he always steps into the kitchen, and nobody ever calls him out on it, and this is the first time a person was there objectively.
Is that true?
You make a habit of it.
I don't think
you're
that's
habitual
the case.
Violator.
Maybe I am, and this time it was like there were like real
officials calling
you out. Yeah,
people
enforcing the rules, but I don't think that's the case. This guy was like baiting me up towards the line, and I just couldn't.
Did he ever get Mikey on that?
No, my man Mikey didn't step into the kitchen three straight times.
And you know they're from the Washington Post. They kept calling you 106, by the way, not 106.7. That was kind of getting on my nerves.
What are you gonna do? Like,
I know. Well, I noticed you corrected on when they put you on the mic. But anyways. they're from the Washington Post. You're 106.7, the Fan. You guys got to beat those guys. I will say the one guy, I think he wrote an article on pickleball. He always plays that turkey thicket with me and Tailgate Ted. So he's a legit player. Yeah. So I'll give you a pass on that.
You've got a lot of pickleball knowledge.
He's into the pickleball scene, apparently.
Jeez.
I'm in the pickleball weeds.
I'm sure I'm going to play next year. I'm going to have a better performance. I won't stumble into the kitchen three or four times.
He brought up a good point. We're the sports radio station.
I know.
You got to be out there representing.
We got second place.
That's not bad.
No, but you're losing to a bunch of journalism nerds.
We lost to the defending champions again.
They were the defending champs.
They were the belt holders.
All right. Were they older and wiser?
They were definitely younger.
You couldn't bring Funny Danny?
I mean, maybe Funny Danny will play next year too. We'll see.
I think it was scheduled for Friday.
Yeah,
and then it was you had a show.
Yeah, Friday. Right.
So,
exactly.
Right.
Then they moved it last second.
Yeah, last second.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Rob. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. Take care.
Thank you, Rob.
I haven't played since Jason and I played together in our tournament.
Maybe there is something to that. Maybe I just stumble in the kitchen all the time.
Yeah.
And I never get called on it.
Yeah.
Because usually when I play, it's like at Norbeck. It's very casual. It's chill.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not. There's no high stakes.
You're always
obviously
in the kitchen at Norbeck.
I guess maybe I'm just always in the kitchen.
They just never call it.
Yeah. There's no independent referee.
I'm like a housewife from the 50s. Always in the kitchen.
Right.
Maybe that's my thing.
Right. Could be.
Yeah. But still, it was a fun event. Good time.
How many matches did you win to get to the finals?
Four or five.
Oh, you were just smoking people.
We did well up until the finals.
Right.
Then
did you basically blame the loss on you?
Oh, I would blame a lot of the loss on me.
How long does an average pickleball match take?
I mean, it depends. It depends.
Could be 20 minutes, could be 40 minutes.
That's why I asked you the average.
I don't know, 8 to 10 minutes.
Oh, that's it.
Maybe 12, something like that.
Well, you guys were only playing one set?
Just playing games to like to 11.
Yeah. Gotcha.
Yep. That was not my finest moment. I was not very happy with myself.
Well, as always, next year.
Yes, correct. Going to work on my footwork. Maybe some agility drills. Somebody put me through the paces.
I can give you some of those.
Maybe run some cones out at Norbeck.
It sounded like you were just like tipping over.
I was. I'd get up. I'd do this.
You got out dinked.
And I felt like 2 feet tall.
You got out dinked.
Got out dinked. You're right. Yeah. Definitely got out dinked. Outclassed, outdinked, out whatever you want to call it. But that's okay. It was a fun event, nonetheless. All right, people can start calling right now on the MGM National Harbor listener lines. Not to talk to us, per se. You're lining up to play Name That Deep Cut Metallica Tune.
Gotta be a hardcore fan.
We have not one. We have two pair of tickets to see Metallica at Northwest Stadium Wednesday, May 28th. 2025. So call now, 800-636-1067. We'll play for those tickets when we come back. At stake right now, two pair of tickets to see Metallica at Northwest Stadium. Their tour rolls into town Wednesday, May 28th, 2025. Just ID a deep cut Metallica tune. Be a Metallica fan. That's all we're asking here. It's kind of a simple contest. All right, who's up first?
All right, want to go to Brandon in Fredericksburg?
Yep. Whoever gets in first gets the first crack at it.
Let's see what his resume is. Hey, Brandon, you a big fan?
Yeah, I'm a pretty big fan.
How many concerts you been to?
I've never been to a Metallica concert.
Ooh. Well, this would be the maiden voyage for you.
But you still feel qualified enough to identify one of these deep cuts?
I hope so. Pretty qualified.
All right. I don't have faith in you.
You're not feeling
really? Just because he's never been to a concert?
Yeah, I think he's a little overconfident.
Mm. All right, Brandon, here's your chance at it, sir.
I was right, wasn't I, Brandon?
Can you name that song, Brandon? Can you name the Metallica tune?
Gonna go Saint Anger.
Wow. Sorry, Brandon. Nice attempt. Nice
you
try.
You nailed that, Pickle.
He wasn't hardcore.
You nailed it.
Let's go to Mike in Fairfax. Hey, Mike.
What's up, Junks?
Mike, hey, buddy. What are your Metallica bona fides? How many concerts have you seen? How long have you been a fan?
I've been a fan my whole life. I'm almost 40. I've seen two concerts.
Two?
At Cap One, one at John Paul Jones.
It's kind of weak, but maybe.
They're expensive.
You've seen them twice.
How many tattoos do you have?
Zero.
That
doesn't help. That does not help.
Long hair? Did you want to ask
you
long hair question?
Yeah, you got long, stringy hair.
I am bald as cake.
That's my guy. Wow. This is my guy.
Are you like a black t-shirt guy? Like everywhere you go, you wear like Iron Maiden t-shirts everywhere?
I have zero Iron Maiden t-shirts, but I do have some black shirts.
All right. This guy's going to whiff too. Go ahead.
You don't like his bona fides?
You get another listen. Here you go.
I did. Seek and Destroy.
That is certainly not correct.
We got a bunch of posers.
Seek and Destroy is not a deep cut.
No.
I know that one.
Yeah, we're not going to play that. That's too much of a layup.
Bunch of posers.
Got to work for it. Got to earn it. Mm. Earn your way in.
This guy's going to get it.
Andy?
You're feeling Andy and Bethesda?
I'm just playing the percentages.
Andy, what's up, man?
What's going on, guys?
All right, Andy, before you answer, I'm going to guess four concerts. You've been to four Metallica concerts.
I mean, I've probably been to six, but, you know, back in the day, you did things, you remember all those concerts, but I've definitely been to six. The last time I saw them was like 2010 or 11, I think, at the Link.
Okay.
And actually, they weren't that good then, but,
wow.
You know, I was disappointed that time, so.
Mm. Okay, well, maybe.
That song, go ahead.
Oh, you already know the song?
No. I got to hear one more time. I don't think I do, but I'll hear one more time.
All right, here
so we're
it
playing
is.
The same one, right?
Yep.
All right, here we go.
Okay. Man, I want to say it's off of the Kill 'Em All album, but I don't know the song, man.
Oh,
Can't let me down.
I think I picked a good obscure tune.
This is your choice. All right.
Yeah.
And you think we can keep going to the well and keep playing it?
I think the rule is four.
Okay.
Right? Oh, four lessons.
That's what you said before.
Okay, that's correct.
All right, let's go to Jake, Spotsylvania. Hey, Jake.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Jake, how many concerts you been to? Metallica.
None?
Not
a single one.
Oh, you got no shot.
He might. Maybe he's just a big fan. He's never gone to a live show.
Right. Do you have, like, all their albums, like, on your Spotify or whatever?
Yeah, you know, on the Spotify.
All right.
Yeah, I'm not feeling great about Jake's chances either. All right, Jake, here's your listen.
Creeping Death?
No.
Tell me, dude.
I mean, I wouldn't play Creeping Death. I mean, a 5-year-old could name that song. Just not going
to
do it.
What happened to all the diehard fans?
That song is Moth Into Flame, a more recent release by Metallica that is off Hardwired to Self-Destruct that came out in 2016.
All right, so now we're going to play another one.
Now we move on to song two.
Brand new one.
Yep.
All right. Let's go to David. Hey, David.
Hey, man. Good morning, guys.
I hope you're a bigger fan than those other losers.
David, did you know that last song?
Yes, I did.
If you knew that, then you might be good.
All right.
Yeah. I haven't seen him in a couple years. I'm actually down here in Raleigh now. I've seen him about 5 or 6 times. I am so amped. I can't believe I'm even through.
Nice. Well, good luck to you. Here is the second song. This is the
first
listen of the second song.
What's your vibe?
I think he might know it.
I think he might. Yeah. Sounds like pretty one. Committed.
All right.
I lost my confidence.
There's a sacred silence on the
lost
other
my
end
confidence.
Of the line.
Hopefully not this.
All Nightmare Long.
It is All Nightmare Long. You got it.
Yes. You're going.
Well done.
He is so psyched.
Impressive.
I'm so happy.
You're road tripping, my friend.
Book your hotel room.
Impressive. You got two tickets to the Metallica M72 tour.
Oh, guys. You guys made my day.
With special guest like Pantera.
The big silly.
And Suicidal Tendencies opening the show Wednesday, May 28th at Northwest Stadium. Tickets on sale now. Those tickets are courtesy of Live Nation. Congrats.
Well, Drabby, why are you freaking out? Where is he from?
Raleigh.
He lives in Raleigh.
My parents are in D.C., so I grew up in. I went to Fairfax High. I went to Woodson High School. I've been up there. My
parents
live there.
He's gonna go.
There.
Why you think he's not gonna go?
Yeah, well, Drab, why all
it's
the
all,
pearl
it's
clutching?
All good. It's all good.
Okay, okay. Good.
Well, what was the problem?
I don't know. Drab just always has these tantrums.
There is no problem. Everything's good.
I mean, didn't it? It sounded like he's gonna go.
Yeah, congrats.
Are you guys kidding?
Everything's copacetic.
I'm gonna go for sure.
Yeah, we're good.
All right, buddy. Stay on hold.
Good job.
He sounded like he was gonna have sex. He was so excited.
All right, we still have a pair of tickets to give away.
Oh, another one?
Yeah, we have two pair.
All right, well, let
two per.
Drabby's got to open up the lines again. By the way, so while we were playing poker last night, I was watching. I think I'm still paying for my messy thing on okay. Apple Plus or whatever.
Right, you probably are. You don't have a clue where your bills are going.
Right. And literally, as soon as it catches my eye, Messi's lining up for a penalty kick. Or not even a penalty kick. It was a, whatever.
Free kick?
Free kick.
Yeah.
And, of course, he bent it right around, scored. Mm. I think he had two last night. So they say he won his 46th trophy or whatever the heck it is. That's not the whole MLS thing, right? The supporter sheet, or was that just like a little mini little tournament? Do you have any idea?
Don't know.
Yeah.
Haven't been following. I know he scored a couple goals.
He scored two, I think. At least he had at that point. Inter Miami enjoys raucous celebration after winning supporter's shield. Does that mean they won the whole joint?
I have no idea.
No.
Huh?
Because I always...
If they won
I think
the
MLS,
thing,
MLS wraps
Cup.
Up in November.
Yeah. So it must be a different, like, little mini
like
little tournament.
An in-season tournament.
Yeah. But, I mean, just right on cue.
I'm just shocked you're still paying for the MLS package on your Apple
TV. I think they got me.
They got you.
I think they got me. I got to get. It's one of those things I got to cancel.
Got to get caught up on that.
All right, so we're going to is Drabby lining up new guys or what?
I don't
what?
Know. I Valdez? Think he's talking to the first winner.
He's very upset.
Why don't we push it to another segment?
All right, we'll push it to another segment. Yeah. Did you see, by the way, I don't know if when your kids were younger, I don't know if they were big, like, Shirley Temple fans, if they would order Shirley Temples all the time. My kids order Shirley Temples.
They like them some Shirley Temples. I thought you meant, like, of... Fans of her work.
No. 7-Up is coming out with a Shirley Temple. So you could buy just a Shirley
Temple. Well, that's a brilliant idea
by
them.
Smash, right?
Brilliant marketing.
Now, I'm not sure if it's just going to be a holiday thing or if it's going to be like a regular thing. But yeah, 7-Up's making, you can buy a big 2-liter thing.
Smart.
Of Shirley Temple.
Love that idea. If they have a zero sugar version, I'm all in.
Right.
I'll buy 10 2-liters of it.
Right.
So good.
I thought that was brilliant.
With all the cherries thrown in there.
Yeah.
Oh, delicious.
And then now I'm seeing...
You won't go home tonight and have a dirty Shirley. Your mom's favorite drink.
Yeah, sure. My mom drinks that all the time. So a dirty Shirley would just have what? Vodka in it?
Yeah, just pour some Scotty's vodka in there.
Yeah.
And then you're good. You're rocking a dirty Shirley.
I wouldn't be opposed to that.
Sure.
Although I did have, of course, the two obligatory old fashions yesterday during dinner.
Eric.
Yes, you did.
He did the bit where he lit. I've had him before where they smoke them or whatever.
Yeah.
You ever seen it?
Sure.
He didn't really smoke it, but he lit the orange peel.
Okay.
I don't even get that.
Did he give it a little flavor?
It's hard for me to understand.
He charred it.
Yeah, I guess.
A little char
I don't really kind of understand.
Was it tasty?
Yeah, it's always tasty.
There you go.
But I don't really understand that bit. Like when they put the peel. Like what does that do?
I'm not an old fashioned guy. I don't know.
I think it supposedly affects the flavor.
Maybe.
I'm guessing
that's why they put it in there.
But I squeeze the orange juice in it. Like that's what I'll do at home.
Mm-hmm.
People say, no. That's not the right thing to do. You got to put the peel in it.
I did like,
but I feel like the peel's dirty.
Even though I would never eat a wedge salad because it's covered in blue cheese, I did like the presentation of the wedge salad.
First time I've ever had it
at Voltaggio, where they bring it out on a cart, and then the blue cheese isn't like gross, drippy, creamy blue cheese. It's like freeze dried.
Yeah,
and then it's sprinkled over top of the salad. Yeah. There was like, it looked like a Metallica concert. There was like a fog coming out of it. It was amazing. It was cool.
Yeah.
I considered eating it. And then I remembered it was blue cheese.
Right.
I was like, no,
I think you could have tolerated it. What was the bread that we had? That was good.
EB, it's what I always rave about at Voltaggio, the Parker House rolls.
And then what, they brought out some spread for it. It was silly.
That's a new twist on it. I'd never had that.
Did you put
the
spread
before.
On it?
I had some of it. Yeah, it was good.
Was it cheese or it was like
I don't
a
know
butter?
What, it was some sort of butter, and there was like tarragon and whatever else mixed in with it. I don't know. It was fancy. It was usually way above my fancy level grade last night.
Sounded good.
It was delicious. It was fantastic. All right, don't forget, coming up a bit later at 7:20, we'll be joined by Brian Baldinger, Odyssey NFL insider, and at 8, get those fantasy football questions ready because Dave Richards is going to help you set your Week 5 lineup. Because Week 5 starts
tonight.
You've got Atlanta against the Bucks.
At Atlanta.
In Atlanta.
Correct.
So that's coming on tonight. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.